Blog Talk Radio.
Casey, can you hear me?
Yes. Can you hear me?
You can hear me perfectly. Yes, I can hear you. So you can hear me good? There's no problems or anything?
Yeah, no, I'm good.
Okay, cool. Let's get started.
You are now listening to Stephen Sports Blog, here only on MSL Radio.
Yes.
Happy NBA draft day.
Okay. Okay. Casey's gonna go ahead and do the introduction for the show. Hey, go ahead, Casey.
Okay. Welcome to SCU and Wally. Casey Wallace here. Stephen's working down in Virginia today, so it's AP and Wally today, filling in for Stephen today. As you may have noticed, is Andrew Powell, host of the Andrew Powell Show with Darren Williamson and Eric Robinson on MSL Radio. You can follow the show at SCU and Wally, me at Casey Wallach, Stephen at Writing Fanatic 2, Andrew at Andrew R. Powell, MSL at MSL underscore radio, Miami Sports and Life at 305 Sports and Life. So, yes. So before we get into NBA trades and draft stuff, decided to do a new segment. So we're going to call it Imagine of the Day, inspired by Nike's awful new ad, which provides us with an infinite number of possibilities to make fun of Cleveland. So here is Thursday's Imagine of the Day. Imagine if the Cleveland Cavaliers were the first team named the Cavaliers to win a championship instead of the Virginia Cavaliers. Nothing is given, everything is earned. All right, let's go. Andrew, how are you doing today?
I'm pretty good. How are you today, Miss Wallace?
I'm doing all right.
I love these Imagine ads, though. Like, these Imagine ads just make life so much better. It's so fun because you pretty much can say anything you want with the whole Imagine.
Exactly. Ad. It's perfect. Terrible ad for Nike, you know, the one they did, but it's provided us with plenty of vehicles to make fun of Cleveland.
Yes, we can always use more of them. So yep. It's all good. Let's keep this Imagine ad going for years and years and years.
Yep. Exactly.
Or at least until Cleveland wins the championship. Because once Cleveland wins the championship, we can't really say anything at that point. It's pretty much a wrap.
So we'll be doing that for a while, but I don't think they got a championship coming anytime soon. We'll see, though.
Yeah. You watch the NBA draft tonight?
Of course I am.
I'll be working. I'm throwing the NBA draft party. By the way, if you do want to join the NBA draft party, my show is tonight at 7 o'clock. Special time, special edition. The whole show is centered around the draft, and we'll just be talking smack and partying and all that good stuff. Bring some vodka. Yes.
Yep. So, have you heard any updates on anything today?
Well, I just now got home, and I haven't been able to look at anything, so I have no idea what's going on in the sports world today. Have you heard any updates, any rumors?
Mainly that the D'Angelo Lakers are leaning towards D'Angelo Russell now, which is what I kind of predicted the other day.
Why?
Because they're pursuing, you know, LaMarcus Aldridge and, you know, Boogie Cousins. So wouldn't make as much sense anymore. And that's why when Stephen and I did our, like, top five mock draft the other day on the show, that's where, because the Boogie Cousins rumors had already, you know, started to come out. And so I went with D'Angelo Russell, number two. And I think he's a good pick. He's got a better upside, I think. And he's, you know, obviously if they get, you know, one of the big guys, then, you know, like I said, Okafor would be redundant. So,
I
like D'Angelo. Well, that's the thing, because 76ers, for him to go to 76ers, it doesn't make much sense because they have Nerlens Noel and Joel Embiid. And, you know, I know Embiid's, you know, injured and everything right now, but still. So I've heard today that if Okafor drops a three, then the Boston Celtics would make some kind of, you know, godfather offer to draft Okafor, like, possibly multiple first-round picks and potentially Marcus Smart to try and, you know, take the number three spot. So that's kind of what's out there right now.
Interesting.
So then the 76ers probably take, you know, Porzingis and or Moody. Well, no, Moody probably. Actually, I don't even know. There's so much stuff floating around. It's crazy.
Yeah, like we had breaking news. Da-na-na, da-na-na. Dwayne Wade will be signing with the Minnesota Timberwolves.
Come from.
That just shows you how wild the rumors are of NBA free agency. They're just floating around everywhere.
God.
You have no idea. Well, let me ask you this, because we got into a debate about it last night, and Eric got kind of pissed off at the fact that we were talking about it because he disagreed with what we were saying. But Kevin Love, like, do you see him going back to Cleveland, or are you like me and see him being possibly a Laker or with somebody else? Because I just don't think – I don't know if he wants to stay in Cleveland. I just don't know.
I don't think he wants to either. I mean, you know, obviously they say, you know, Cleveland can offer him the best contract or whatever, you know, 5 years instead of 4 years or whatever, you know, more money. But, I mean, I don't think he's happy. I don't think he's, you know, enjoying himself. And – so I'm thinking that he probably would be a Laker. I think he'd like to be a Laker. He went to UCLA, and I'm
Stugatz
so
moment.
You know, what?
Shut you up. Had a Stugatz moment.
All right. Kevin Love will probably be a Laker, okay?
No response to that. I guess she doesn't want to talk about that. Okay, that's cool.
Wait, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, okay. I said, yeah, no, I wanted to talk about it. The Kevin Love thing, though.
No. Oh, the Kevin Love. I thought you were talking about the Stugatz thing. But okay,
nah.
Kevin Love.
So, I do think that, you know, he's not going to stay in Cleveland. And, you know, it's just, there's better possibilities for him. I mean, I know obviously, you know, it's, you know, yeah, you want to play on a championship team, and, you know, nobody really knows what the latest incarnation of the Lakers is going to look like yet because of all the trade rumors, you know, floating around and then, you know, the draft. But I don't know. I think he's going to pick, you know, happiness over Cleveland.
Yeah. Is it possible to be happy in Cleveland? Or is it necessarily possible? Yeah. Where do you think J.R. Smith is going to go?
Well, that one then.
Oh, another Stugatz moment.
Yeah. why don't you talk about J.R. Smith for a minute and let me just get myself together.
Okay. Well, J.R. Smith. Eric said last night that he doesn't feel like J.R. Smith is going back to Cleveland. Me personally, I have no idea what this man has on his mind, and I don't really know what to say about J.R. Smith, to be honest with you. What can you really say about J.R. Smith? These second-tier free agents, J.R. Smith, David West, people that don't really impact the game. What can you really say? I mean, last night we were having a segment talking about J.R. Smith, David West, and I got bored. So, I mean, I just don't know how much you could talk about these second-tier free agents now. Would Kevin Love technically be now a second-tier free agent when he is not necessarily making that much of an impact with Cleveland?
Possibly, but I mean, they're still talking about giving, you know, teams giving him, you know, a pretty high, you know, possibly a pretty, you know, decent contract, and, you know, in the numbers of like a top-tier type player. So, you know, I think teams, you know, obviously he didn't make that much of an impact in Cleveland, but he might fit better on other teams, or, you know, might fit their needs better that, you know, they value him that much. You know, it's kind of interesting, and obviously we haven't seen him in a while, so, you know.
Yeah. See, this is what happens when you have an unplanned show.
Yep.
But, you know, Tom doesn't really – oh, wow. Okay, so, Casey, I have to put myself on mute real quick because I have to go get my charger. You're going to have to take over the show for, like, 30 seconds.
All right.
I'll be right back.
All right. So, for the, let's see, I'm going to save that for when Andrew gets back. But the Matt Barnes is now a member of the Memphis Grizzlies. Apparently, Charlotte is pretty high on Frank Kaminsky, and he didn't work out for Charlotte, which is interesting. But Charlotte, I mean, people out of Charlotte are saying that they really like him. You know, that's cool and everything. You know, I'm not really looking for him in Miami. You know, a lot of people were talking about, like, maybe he'd go to Miami. But if he goes at 9 to Charlotte, then that's a good thing. And new thing this year, ESPN reporters are allowed to tweet out the picks before Adam Silver announces them at the draft. It's not, the guys that are doing the actual draft show aren't going to be tweeting out the picks prior because they're going to, you know, keep the whole live experience. But other reporters that are at the draft who will get be able to send out all that. So you're going to, if you're watching the draft, you can watch it on Twitter and hear the picks before they're actually announced on TV. And so that's a new thing. And let's see. This is from last night, but the Blazers sent Batum to Charlotte for Gerald Henderson and Noah Vonleh. Apparently, Luke Ridnour has been traded 3 times in 25 hours. And I think now he is KC. I don't even know where he is now, but I have to double check that. Let's see. What else we got today? This is what happens when you don't have the show planned. So, anyway, the whole thing with Okafor, you know, where's he going to end up type thing, you know, the Boston scenario sounds good. And I think it's, you know, if they come up with a good enough offer to 76ers to get that number 3 spot, you know, that'd be pretty interesting. But, you know, the people on the 76ers, you know, are saying they need a lot to, you know, they're going to have to bring a lot. So that's that. And, well, it looks like we are getting close to break time, but.
Yay, break time.
So why don't we go ahead and take a commercial break so we can kind of gather ourselves. And when we come back, we'll possibly have some more quality content for you. We're going to talk Miami, who Miami should draft when we get back. But you're listening to
Oh, my bad.
That's all right.
I didn't know.
Okay. You're listening to SCU Wally on FSL Radio.
You have been listening to Stephen Sports Blog with Stephen Earn III here only on MSL Radio.
ESPN New York, ESPN LA, ESPN Chicago, ESPN Dallas, ESPN Boston. But where's Miami? At MSL, we want to be the launching pad for ESPN Miami. So spread the word. MSL to ESPN.
MSL is looking for writers. If you are a fan of the Miami Dolphins, Miami Marlins, Miami Heat, Miami Hurricanes, Florida Panthers, Florida International University Panthers, or even golf, contact Stephen Err on Twitter at WritingFanatic2 for more information.
What's up, sports fans? If you want to get different perspectives on all things sports, on the field and off the field, join me, Casey Wallach, and my co-host, Stephen Err, on SCU and Wally every Monday through Friday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, only on MSL Radio.
All right, I'm feeling it. Welcome to Cruise Control, where the rhyming is tight, where the limelight's a rhyming light.
Stop. What are you doing?
I'm rhyming, I'm rapping. My people.
That's not what the show's about.
So what's
people
it about?
To hear what the show's about.
What's it about?
It's about two brothers coming together, discussing everything popular culture. We're opening up Pandora's Box, and yes, I said Pandora's Box, because nothing is off limits, and we're going to talk about things that everybody wants to hear about, things we want to talk about.
So everything and anything.
Everything and anything. This is Miami Sports and Lifestyle's very own Jonathan and Christian Cruz. So you just got to sit back, relax, and put it on what, Jay?
I'm not saying it.
You got to say it. You can't answer like this. So what are we doing? Put it on what?
We're putting...
What?
Cruise control.
I've made my decision. I'm going to take my talents to South Beach, join D. Wade, and play for the Miami Heat.
DJ Irie! The Miami Heat!
Check out the Miami Sports and Lifestyle blog, only at miamisportsandlife.wix.com/MSL blog.
Hey guys, it's your girl Tasha. Join me every Sunday from 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern Time for the Why Is It Taboo radio show on MSL Radio, where we will talk about things some churches just don't want to talk about. You can also follow me on Twitter at Why Is It Taboo, that's WHYISITTABOO. And just remember, guys, that there is nothing too hard for God.
The time is here, the time is now, the three sides have aligned once again, Jacob James Garcia, Aaron Cheatham, and Simply Courtney, the Black and Tan Show, are here for you, MSL Radio, Saturdays at 9, be there, or we will be
Damn. Thank you for calling Kinsman Save-A-Lot. May I help you?
Yes, ma'am. Is this a Save-A-Lot in Cleveland, Ohio? Because I'm about to come to Cleveland in about a week. This is the Cleveland, Ohio Save-A-Lot, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so I have a question for you. How does it feel to be a business in a miserable-ass depressed city?
The Andrew Powell Show with Darren Williamson and Eric Robinson is Monday through Friday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on MSL Radio. You are now listening to Stephen Sports Blog, here only on MSL Radio.
All right, welcome back to SEU and Rory. Today we've got Andrew Powell in for Steven, and this is our unplanned NBA draft pre-show.
Yeah.
So, hey, we just got to own it.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Best way to do anything.
Yep, exactly. So, let's talk Miami Heat and the draft. Andrew,
Oh, hell.
Who do you think?
Well, see, the problem with making the prediction on the Heat's draft pick is just because the Heat have a history of trading their draft picks,
mm-hmm.
and their rumors are already floating around that they could potentially trade that draft pick. Now, for who, I have no idea. Will I think they keep it, make a selection? I have no idea. I'll be honest with you. I don't know what the Heat are going to do. I really just don't know. They're a confusing team when draft time comes around. And you just
mm-hmm.
never know what they're going to do. Because, you know, Pat Riley and Mickey Ayers, from the way they run the Heat organization, is championship or bust every single year. Like,
right.
There's nothing comes less. So I don't know what they're going to do in the draft. But, hey, tonight's going to be an interesting night. I'm curious to find out what happens.
Yeah, I mean, if they say, you know, they go against what they normally do and keep the pick, who do you think would be a good fit?
Mm.
And also, a lot of this is also, you know, made more confusing because of, you know, wondering what's happening, you know, not knowing what's happening with Dwayne Wade and, you know, if they're going to get rid of Luol Deng and all that stuff. And, you know, there's all these other factors. That's why it's a kind of a interesting topic because, you know, initially, you know, they were looking for, you know, power forward. Now it may be a, you know, maybe looking at shooting guard. So,
man, if I'm the Heat, I'm looking for a way to trade that pick and to get a marquee player, somebody who can make an impact. Now, if that's impossible and I can't do that, then I'm going to try to trade up and try to find a way to get Justice Winslow at the small forward position. Only problem with that, though, is Lou Alden going to opt out of his player option?
Right.
So, I mean, and that's another thing that we were talking about last night, the fact that this man is getting paid $10 million. He's not worth $10 million, meaning he's not going to find that anywhere else. So why would he opt out of that contract with the Heat? So the Heat got some things that they need to do, but the problem is there's so much holding them back. So the Heat are kind of in a tough position because you got to figure out what Dane's doing. You got to figure out what Wade's doing. I mean, it's just this offseason could get pretty ugly for the Heat. Now, I think that they'll rebound next offseason, but this offseason here in 2015, things could get a little bit ugly. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. But I'm not expecting too much from the Heat just because they got money tied up in other places that it doesn't necessarily need to be tied up in. And then you just got – but, I mean, this is Pat Riley and Mickey Arison. You know, they can make moves. They can try to figure out. But I don't know. What do you think is going to happen? Do you think they're going to trade that pick, or do you think they're going to pick somebody with them?
I don't know. I mean, there's other aspects too, like you know, they were shopping around Chris Anderson and Chalmers, you know, to try and free up more money to pay Wade. Supposedly, you know, that was a rumor a couple of days ago, and they were trying to get rid of them before the draft tonight. I haven't heard anything about that today at all. So, you know, who knows if that was actually a thing? But it seemed like it was a thing. But okay, if they keep the pick and, you know, obviously, like I said, it goes against what Pat and Mickey normally would do. You know, that whole dang thing is, you know, complicated, you know, as far as, you know, because he's not worth what they have to pay him. So, say, like, I'll just go on a limb. Say they keep the pick. Probably for insurance policy for the Heat, because they don't know what's going to happen with Wade, is I would, if Devin Booker's, you know, up there as a shooting guard, I would take him. He's supposed to be, you know, one of the, you know, better shooters in the draft class. So, I mean, that, you know, just to have that backup possibility, you know, originally everybody was talking about, you know, Stanley Johnson, but, you know, some people have him up at like going number six, possibly, at, you know, forward, you know, Justice Winslow too is also good. They got him, what I'm looking at right now is, has him somewhere at seven. And so, I mean, they wouldn't have to trade up too far if they wanted to go that route. But if they keep the pick and stay at 10, then I could see him, you know, going for Booker, just as, like I said, an insurance policy, you know, because they don't know what's happening with Wade. And, you know, there is a high, you know, there's a 50-50 chance he leaves. I mean, Ethan Skolnick even said it yesterday on Levitard Show that, you know, now he's like 50-50 that Wade's leaving, whereas originally he was like, you know, no, he'll probably stay and all that stuff. So
I'm 80% sure that man's going to Cleveland.
It doesn't make financial sense for him to go to Cleveland.
Yeah, but I understand that it might not
make for Cleveland, like they can't afford it.
Well, I understand that it might not make financial sense for Cleveland to pick up Wade and vice versa as well for Wade to go to Cleveland, because obviously he would have to take less money. But why does that even matter when you're going to play with your best friend on a team that is a lock for the NBA Finals for the next 5 or 6 years? I'm sure Dwayne's not going to mind taking a pay cut for a lock for the Finals for the next 5 or 6 years. I'm sure he's not going to have a problem with that. So if I'm Dwayne Wade, I'm personally taking the pay cut. I mean, honestly, I mean, I can see where Wade's coming from, because if he stays in Miami, they're not going to be competing with Cleveland. Like, it's just not. They're not getting Kevin Durant. So it's like they're going to get beat by Cleveland for the next 5 or 6 years. So if he wants to stay in Miami, why not just stay in Miami for a max salary? I mean, you're getting paid to stay there, but obviously the Heat don't want to pay him that max salary. And so why not take a pay cut and go to Cleveland and win championships and have all the power with your best friend, LeBron James? Sounds like a deal to me. Sounds very appealing to me. But hey. That's just me personally. I know Miami Heat fans don't want to hear the Wade to Cleveland talk, but I am not biased Miami. I love Miami, but I am not biased Miami. And like I said, I've said it multiple times, I'll say it again. If that man goes to Cleveland, I ain't hating on him at all.
True. I mean, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, I mean, do you think he'd go to Cleveland for free? Because, like, they're saying that Cleveland's going to set the record for, luxury
still
tax.
Paid. Yeah, but he's still getting,
yeah,
but Dan Gilbert's willing to pay all the luxury tax as LeBron wants.
Right.
LeBron has the power in that organization. He's not the one paying the salaries, meaning LeBron don't give a damn how much luxury tax is and how high the salary cap is. He's going to get as much talent there as possible because, obviously he wants to win championships at Cleveland, and why not do it with your best friend? And plus, why wouldn't we? See, this is another way that you guys got to think about this, the fact that LeBron came to Miami and did that for Wade, did that for him, did that for Bosh. Why can't Wade go to Cleveland and repay LeBron James for what he brought Miami?
He can go wherever the hell he wants. But
you would be hard.
I mean, it would be rough. Yes, it would be it'd be hard. I'm not the kind of person that's going to, burn anything because, that's what crazy people do. And I'm still going to be, a Wade fan. I mean, because he's my favorite player but I'm still going to be a Heat fan too. I mean, it's going to be rough. It's, but you got to be realistic and, come to terms with, there's a definite possibility that he's not going to be in a Heat jersey next season. So
he could be in a Cleveland jersey. Cleveland. Not just any team, but Cleveland. Let that sink in for a moment. Cleveland.
Oh, God.
I wonder how many Heat fans I just pissed off when I said that.
Yep. Well, anything's possible, I guess. But I'd rather see him in a Lakers jersey if he's going to leave. But,
Imagine if Dwayne Wade signed with Cleveland and they went to the NBA Finals for the next 5 years. And that actually could happen. No joke on that.
Oh, God. We use the Imagine ad for making fun of Cleveland, not building him up.
Hey, I'm sorry. But that would be a fascinating story, though, if he did go to Cleveland.
Yes.
Like, that would be an absolute fascinating story. I would love to follow a story like that. Like, of course, I want Dwayne Wade to stay in Miami. That's my first pick. But if he goes to Cleveland, I'm not necessarily complaining just because of the headlines. Like, holy hell, like Dwayne Wade and LeBron James reunite once again, this time in Cleveland. Like, oh man, it writes itself. Like, that is an incredible story. Man.
Yeah, I think, obviously it's great. And I just think, part of the hard part for, Heat fans and everything is that they were, after all the heartbreak last season, they were really looking forward to, seeing Bosh, Wade, Dragic and Whiteside like all on the court together at the same time, and then now it could never happen type thing. So it'll be interesting to see. The whole thing is fascinating. I agree with you completely, and so we'll just have to watch and see, I guess. And I'm crossing my fingers he stays, but I'm not gonna be unrealistic that could not be the thing that happens. So, all right, I got last 2 cents here because we're winding down the show. This one is dedicated to one Darren Williamson. Apparently, the New York Mets can't catch a break. They are currently being rained on during batting practice in a dome stadium, which is Miller Park here in Milwaukee. So, then the Mets still suck. And shout out to Darren for his wonderful rant last night about New York Mets. You got anything?
My last 2 cents is check out the NBA draft party tonight, 7 o'clock. The Andrew Powell Show will be a party. Like, it's not just going to be a show. It's going to be a party. We're going to have fun. Eric's going to be providing the coverage. We're just going to be chilling. Yes, that's about all I got to say.
All right. So thanks for listening to SCU and Wally, and thanks to Andrew for filling in today for Steven, and have a great day, everybody. MSL Radio.
You've been listening to Steven's Sports Blog with Steven Earth III.
here only on MSL Radio.